Coco and Kylie for breakfast.
Worst joke Wednesday. I know you love it. Deep down, you just love it.
All right, hey. Deep down, I sort of do, but I'm just no good at it.
$100 for the thing. Fuel coming your way, which survey says. And also, too, we'll touch on that bus story from the paper this morning.
Yeah, front page of today. Yeah. It's going to go, Addy, there's a strike happening. So it will affect you if you take the buses or, more importantly, your kids to school.
22 to 7. Well, you won't take them to school Monday because it's school holidays.
That's right. I know that, but, you know.
No, you didn't. 22
did
to
so.
7. Triple M. Come on, Carl.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Woo!
It's blowing my eardrums off.
Yes, it was. Hey, righto, it is Worst Joke Wednesday. What have we got?
Okay, I'm going to fire off with this one. An apology straight up before I begin, because it is a blonde joke. I know that's naughty of me, but here we go. But it does involve a brunette as well. A blonde and a brunette, Cogs, they're in a car, and the brunette mentions that Christmas falls on a Friday this year.
Yeah.
And the blonde turns around and says, well, I hope it's not the 13th.
Oh, please. See, that's when you do a blondie like that. I was thinking last night, I was just laying on the bed, I'm thinking to myself before I went to sleep, I said, geez, I had a bloody happy childhood. And anyway, I
could
see.
Good.
Well, I did.
I did too.
Dad would put me inside a tyre and roll me down the hill, and I just thought to myself.
That explains a lot with your brain.
I said, geez, they were good years. Tyres, good years. Oh, anyway.
I got it. All right. So this is a story out of the Olympics in London back in 2012. So a Scotsman, an Englishman and an Irishman, they wanted to get in, Cogs, but they didn't have tickets. So the Scotsman, he picked up a manhole cover, he tucked it under his arm, walks to the gate and he goes, McTavish, Scotland, he says, discus, and he walks in. Then the Englishman, he picks up a length of scaffolding and slings it over his shoulder. Waddington Smythe, England, he says. Pole vault. And he walks in as well. Then the Irishman looks around. He picks up a roll of barbed wire and he tucks it under his arm. Paddy Murphy, Ireland, he says. Fencing.
I wasn't sure it was going, but I knew it was something silly like that. This is a Coggo and Kylie joke, which is a bit of a worry. Coggo's driving down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Kylie is driving the same road, but from the opposite direction.
Oh, right. I thought it was in the passenger seat, no. Yep, clarified. Good.
As they pass each other, Kylie actually leans out the window and yells, bloody pig! Anyway, Coggo's in his chair and he said, did you watch you just bloody pig? So he leans out his window and yells, you silly old bag! Coggo continued while they both continue on their way, and Coggo takes the next corner and bangs straight into a huge pig.
That was funny.
Triple M music that makes you feel good. Welcome to a Wednesday. So a story from Elspeth. In the Addy today, what's she talking about, the buses?
Yeah, front page of today's Addy, the buses. There's going to be a bus strike this coming Monday. About 90 Bendigo bus drivers will strike. Now, it's all over pay. They want more pay, and rightly so, as you would. And they've been very considerate, too, taking the Monday as the strike day because, as you said before, it is the start of the school holidays for kids. So it's not really going to have too much of an impact, one wouldn't think. Obviously some, but not too much. So, yeah, they're just after better conditions, better pay, and hence the strike.
That's the problem these days, though, is you have to actually do what they have to do to get a little bit more coin. You know, it's just sad. It's a situation where I'm sure Christian's Bus Service, who have been around for a long time, the TWU just will find some common ground, I'm sure, but you've still got to go. Wouldn't it be nice if an employer one day said, you know what, I reckon you're going all right, you guys. Here's an extra bit.
In an absolute perfect world, if you didn't have to fight for it and it just happened organically, woohoo, you'd be a happy pea in a pod.
Of course you would. I mean, it's good to just have a job, I suppose. A lot of people would see that angle too, but at the same time, from an employer point of view, we're a lot of employers will just take and good on them because big companies like that, I should say. But again, just give a little bit back and it's amazing how the world goes around.
Yeah.
Well, and that other thing too, I'm not saying they don't do it, but you ready? It's two words we forget. Is it two words or one? Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Is it one or two?
It's two.
Two. Oh, well, I just don't ask. just say thanks. Just have gratitude. It's just simple. And you know, it's amazing how many people will do things, you know, and help you out regardless of what you do. If you say thanks, it's called gratitude.
Yeah, it's a good thing, and it is dying. You're right there.
And you know what? It's free. You don't have to pay for it. Try it. See what happens.
Forget Simon Says.
Yeah, who's this Simon anyway?
It doesn't matter. At Triple M, we're only interested in what survey says.
The survey says!
You have a lady that rings most mornings, but...
she does sound like that.
Yeah,
her name's Gail. She's from Kalgoorlie. And I said to her, Gail, please tell me your answer for survey says. Can't put you to air because I can hardly understand. I think she said family, Cogs.
15% of people going to the footy take what with them? $100 worth of fuel. I can tell you that one, Gail, for you on your dodgy phone is wrong. Yeah, it's wrong.
All right. There we go, Gail. Hopefully you'll call again tomorrow and all will be good as we go to Janelle in Raywood. Hey, Janelle.
Hi.
Hey. See, you've got a better phone. You need to go and sell your phone to Gail in Kalgoorlie.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
I think you spoke too soon, Cos.
Yeah, I think I did. Whoops. What do you got for us, Gail?
No, Janelle.
Oh, Janelle.
I think it's a stubby holder.
A stubby holder.
Yeah, there's a few of the footy on Saturday at Huntley.
Yes, there will be.
No, it's not.
I was going to say, I wouldn't think so. I'm just thinking because I'm off to the Collingwood match and GWS on Saturday and I don't think I'd take a stubby holder.
The part you're going to is probably what myself and certainly the lady on the phone at the moment.
Janelle,
we wouldn't be going there. We're not toffee like Kylie. We'd be sitting in the outer, wouldn't we, Janelle?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you and I would be having a couple of frothies where you would just be sitting there with your little pinky up. And...
I beg your pardon. No. Okay, so it is in the MCC area.
Whatever.
But...
Janelle doesn't care. I don't care.
I'll be amongst the plebs.
Yeah, the toffees, the Range Rover drivers.
No, I won't. No, I'll get out there
and
get amongst it.
We will be just cruising around in a little Yaris, won't we, Janelle?
Definitely. Oh, no, I'll get C-Max.
Oh, have you? Oh, you can go with her then. Thanks, Janelle.
You can drive me down there, Janelle.
it's back tomorrow. $100 worth of fuel. Your survey says.
Wake up feeling good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Feels
good. Triple. Yeah, hello, Coggo. Kylie's here. We are ready to roll. We did promise yesterday, didn't we, Kylie, about the heart rate as well?
We did. We said that we would
sick of hearing about it.
Get in a counsellor. And we have managed to deliver. Rod Fyfe is in the studio and we are going to talk about the Mal, bone of contention. We've had a lot of responses overnight on our Facebook page and we're going to be asking some of your questions to Rod. Plus, we've
no
got
pressure,
some
Fyfe.
Of ours as well.
It's great to be here, folks.
Yeah,
it really is.
I'm sure you'll think that in 20 minutes, Bill. Anyway, no, mate.
You will.
You'll be right.
He's going to be the nasty one. I'll be the nice one.
We'll take it from the top and work it through. And then what we'll do after that is deliver the goods.
Great stuff.
Oh, wow. I like it. Right soon. Rod Fyfe, City of Greater Bendigo. One of the long-term councillors, ex-mayor. I think he's about mayor 7 or 8 times. Feels like. Anyway, Rod Fyfe, hello, mate.
How's it going, worker?
He always calls me that, and I think it's something else. Hey, we're going to talk straight into it, Rod Hargreaves. Well, lots of questions, as you would understand. Kylie Stevenson is the voice of the people, Kylie.
Voice of the people. Yeah, look, we have had so many comments, not just overnight, but ongoing, really, Cogs, because we bring up the Mal quite regularly, and so many of our Triple M listeners do want answers.
They do,
and they're very, very strong in what they feel needs to be done for it to be fixed up. And one example of this, I don't even know how many times I've heard it, but so many people are saying, just turn it back into a road. Please just get rid of it and bring it back to what it used to be like before we had the visit from Diana and Prince Charles.
Yeah, that is one that I hear, but there are lots of others that I hear as well too. And certainly turning it back into a road is an option. It's a bit more complex than that. But from my point of view, I think that... it is a public space. It is something that we should be activating. And rather than turning it into a road with cars just going up and down, trying to get from one side of Bendigo to another as fast as possible, we want people to stop, to shop, to hang around to enjoy it. And certainly that's the message that I also hear as well too, and it's one which I, at this stage, certainly tend to favour. But you're right, we do need to do something in it to get people back into the Mall, to make it vibrant, to make it what it's all about. That is a place for people to come, meet and greet and stay.
That's all good and airy fairy, Rod, but the problem is the fact that, you know, you throw good money after bad. Now, people have seen little makeovers, they've seen this, they've seen that. And I think with anything, if you've got something that hasn't been good for a long time, whether it's a house or whatever, you tend to bulldoze it and start again. Now, that, I think that's what people are saying, is that you've got dramas, you've got kids in there being little idiots and whatever and causing dramas. The coppers can't touch them. We read that on some of your comments, Kylie.
Yeah.
We're told that, you know, the shop owners are obviously, there's hardly any in there. There's a lot of shops that are either strata titled or owned by big businesses in town. That tend to have the police sign on them. So I think it's all past that. I think there has to be some result, because you're going to keep getting the same heat from these people, our listeners, and certainly people that you walk in public. So there has to be an answer. Do you have an answer, or is it something that's on top of the list that you think, well, that's probably going to work?
Well, we keep working at it. Mm. But by the same token, yes, you're right. We do need to, as I keep saying, activate it. That takes money. Should it be all from the council? I don't think so, because a lot of people who have shops and so on like that in the Mall would, and immediate surrounds, would benefit economically from it. And why should the city subsidise them as opposed to somewhere else, like Eagle Hall?
They're not going to spend any money, mate. They're not spending money on their own joints. I mean, they're not getting people in there. So, I mean, we all know financially how that works, because if you put someone in at a lower rate, they're obviously the buildings go down as far as property is concerned. You would know that. So how do you get money out of them when they can't lease their buildings or make it a cheaper rent for someone?
True, that is one of the problems, and we keep working at that. From my point of view, I think that does require some state and federal legislation, particularly state legislation, to try.
In what way?
Well, like, for example,
like a levy or some kind, is that what you're saying?
No, not necessarily, but like, for example, you can't claim expenses against buildings that you profitably have against those that aren't profitable.
Mm.
So I've forgotten the technical name for that for the moment.
That's
but
right.
By the same token, it is one that certainly means that if they can't do that, then they have to keep people getting in there to pay the rates, to pay the overheads.
You would think so, correct, from a financial point of view, but things change.
Just further to that, I just would like to know, do you have much consultation with the owners of the buildings?
We try to. We certainly try to make contact. I've tried to make contact. You're right, it's very difficult.
Mm.
Many of them are absentee, and many of them have portfolios right across Australia, and that's it.
Right.
And one of the really frustrations, as you pointed out, Coggo, is the fact that a lot of decisions about shops are made in boardrooms in Sydney and Melbourne.
Correct.
Mm, mm.
And they don't care about the community out in the regions, A, because they never bother going out, B, because as far as they're concerned, if you don't get a rate of returns, then get rid of it.
Mm. Well, you would think that's the case, and you're right. I mean, I've had a look at a couple of shops around there with a friend of mine, and most of them, you know, the people we spoke to aren't here. They're in Queensland, and that's their prerogative and their money. I mean, we're not taking that back.
But
I mean,
you can see how it makes it so difficult when you look at it from above and you hear that. It makes it so difficult for decisions to be made, for progress, because of that. If they're just sitting there and they don't, as you said, they don't give a stuff about the community, they just care about their own portfolio, then, it's a real stumbling block, isn't it?
You guys cop it, though, the City of Greater Bay, and you will continue to cop it because people have got to go somewhere to complain. So, I mean, from your point of view, is that what you push? You go to the state government, whatever, and say, OK, well, where's this levy? Because we can't do anything here. There's no leverage.
You're right. We keep working at that. But the other thing, too, is that 30 years ago, when I first got on council, back in the 80s, It was deemed necessary to have at least 10 to 12% of shops vacant so that expansion could occur. That has been turned on its head now, and so from that point of view, now we've got used to the fact that we've had full shops, we've had a bustling, vibrant centre area. Now it's not. So you're right, we're coming from behind, and it changed very quickly.
Yeah, I'm sure. Quickly. Yeah, it did. Mm. The other thing, too, if you go to, you know, like friends in Ballarat, just got a text from a mate of mine in Ballarat. The Mals don't work anywhere. They just don't work.
Well, they don't now.
They don't now.
They don't seem to now.
I understand the day is gone. It's a bit like saying, let's go and get the, you know, the VK Commodore and drive it again instead of driving your Yaris. Mm. I mean, that was 30 years ago. So I just wonder, Rod, whether, you know, it's like instead of spending more money on it, and I appreciate you've got to do something to keep the upkeepers, whether or not it's just putting a road through there. And that's, how expensive is that, by the way, to put a road through? Is it, millions upon millions?
It would be, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just plucking a figure. I reckon it'd be well over $1 million by the time you take out all of the infrastructure, you do the road resurfacing, but all of that sort of stuff as well.
From a council point of view, though, wouldn't you, if that was the case, I mean, if you do someone's footpaths, the residents got to pay for it, don't they? Or
no.
They don't.
No.
Geez, back in my day, they did.
Yes, I know they did.
They don't anymore.
Footpaths, no, but some roads, if they need resealing, you have to fork out money.
It depends. It depends on a whole range of things. And this is one of the problems with it, is that it's not a simple, single, straight line. There are so many complications because of this, that and the other thing. All of it with good intentions, but it becomes a dog's breakfast after a while.
It is a dog's breakfast.
It is indeed, and we will take a break, but we will be back with more. We are with the Deputy Mayor of the City of Greater Bendigo, Rod Fyfe. We're talking about the Mel and some options. Hopefully we'll hear some next. This is Triple M.
Rod Fyfe, City of Greater Bendigo. Councillor is with us. Righto, Kyle, it's your turn.
Yeah, it is my turn. You've done
once
enough
upon
damage.
A time.
Now, Rod, before I ask you on behalf of our Triple M listeners the options that the City of Greater Bendigo have got for the Mel, just want to touch on the recent activities of someone or a group of people doodling in the Mel, those phallic symbols that appeared over the weekend. When will they be removed? Because they're a bit of an eyesore.
They certainly are an eyesore, and I'd hope they'd be removed as soon as possible. I thought that they might have been done by now, but there is a team that goes around cleaning up graffiti, and certainly we have in the past had people who have been guilty of doing graffiti. They've been made to clean it up under court orders. So that's, if you like, poetic justice.
Yeah.
But by the same token, it does need to be cleaned up as soon as possible. A, for the fact that it's the amenity of the area, but B, some of these things are really quite gross.
I mean, that's exactly right, but it doesn't look like it's going to stop and hurry.
So onus falls on the City of Greater Bendigo to clean that up, does it?
I'm not quite sure. We certainly do a lot of it. I think we do a lot of organising of teams and so on like that.
Radio.
Too. But certainly that's something that I'll be taking back and see what we can do.
Let's hope it's clean today. Now, the options for the Mel in the centre of Bendigo, what are they, please?
There is a range of options, I think. One is, of course, we need to activate it, and that can be through having special events down in the Mel, like Fun Lung and so on like that. Certainly over Christmas we do get a range of community groups performing in the Mel and so on like that. Certainly the night markets have helped, but we also need to make sure that we try and get some extra people in there, like, for example, with the development of the Beehive, maybe a hotel or something like that, that will have people coming in, walking around, looking for activities that that other people want to share with.
The only way you're going to get someone in there is you get rid of those little turds that hang around in there, mate. I don't know how you do that.
It is difficult, and if we take them or if we hunt them out from there, they will go somewhere else. And so as far as we're concerned, it takes the problem from one area to another. We do need to make sure that we keep working at that, working with the agencies, working with the kids themselves. Many of them are just there because they're bored.
What about a cop shop, little kiosk in there that used to be there years ago?
I think that, I was in the Mel yesterday, I'm in the Mel most days, and there were cops walking around, which I think is a great idea. Certainly over the course of the school holidays, which are coming up, a presence from the police there will help. But I think the other thing is if we have more people of different ages doing things that they enjoy doing, that will then either tend to absorb the people that are there, or they will go away somewhere else.
Now, well, somebody actually suggested on our Facebook page that there should be some sort of entertainment area for these people to go to outside of the city of Bendigo, to obviously keep them out of the Mel, which I thought was a brilliant idea.
It does have merit. What are we after? I'm not quite sure. But like most young people, like most people full stop, they like to go and be with other people.
A hang area.
Yeah, that's right.
Good luck with that. They need the coppers down there, mate.
And just, so, okay, so we talked about...
Sorry, Kylie. Yeah. You're right, Coco. We do need people in there, people with authority, but we also need people in there to create a presence, to create an atmosphere, to create a positive vibe in the whole area.
But you're not going to get anyone in there, Rod, until you get rid of them. And that's just that's a vibe for the people, and you don't have to write that on Facebook. I've been there myself.
True. By the same token, if there are lots of people there, you look at after 4 o'clock when the schools are out, most of those people are either absorbed in the general bunch, or more particularly, they just go because there are people there from other scenarios who aren't their friends, who are there doing other things. So from that point of view, they tend to... Well, the Mel takes on a different vibe after four.
Mm.
I still think it's a bit of a ghost town, has been for quite a long time, apart from the rats.
Yes.
So in regards to a timeline on some of the things you've mentioned, like the activations and perhaps a hotel?
All of these things that we're working as much as and as hard as we possibly can with the various owners, lessees and so on like that, just so that we can get it going, because we do realise that a strong, vibrant CBD, and particularly around the Mel area, is vital for not only Bendigo, but for the whole region.
Of course it is. Is there right, anything that our Triple M listeners can do to help speed up the progress of
the first and best one is of course go down there and shop and meet people, because the more people that we get down there, the more it will be seen as a place where people can come and enjoy it.
Okay, all right. I think that's fair enough. Thanks, Rod, for coming in. You have to get rid of the Mel rats. Make it back into a road. Just my opinion. Your opinion?
My opinion is hotel and cafe strip, absolutely.
Yep.
Definitely cafes.
You've been in hospitality in Bendigo. There's about four that have closed down in the last 2 weeks.
I understand that, but chains, I think, is the way to go.
True. And I take all of the voices on board, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
Good on you, Roddy.
Thanks, Rod.
Rod Fire, City of Greater Bendigo. The AFL have come out, and they've shined up the old bloody medal, haven't they, and said, look at this, we are the champions, because we're going to give some money to grassroots footy. Hello, where was it years ago? Come on. It's only because everyone's jumped up and down and some clubs look like they're going to fold and they can't get numbers and that, and they've said, you know what, we might stop taking money off the country, because in the AFL it's all glossy and all the players get lots of money and it's a big support team and stuff like that. And in the country it's normally mum and dad and a few others that help. So about time they're going to pay for, they're going to take that stupid AFL affiliation thing off, which is good. They're also going to, what else are they going to do? They're going to put a bit of money into, obviously, grassroots and just volunteers. I don't know how all that works, but still good. But there should be more to come, I think, anyway.
Well, I know you said, why didn't they do it years ago? Mm-hmm. And you're right, but at least they're doing it now. Hallelujah.
Oh, definitely. But if they're going to sit back and watch country footy, in particular juniors and that, I mean, juniors are thriving, but you still need a hand. I mean, it's not like they've had the curtain down for years. Mm. And they pull up and go, oh, hang on a minute. Like me, there's a few problems with country footy. It's been like that for a while. So
it's 18 million or around that mark, isn't
18,
it?
18, yeah.
Yeah, that
over
they're going to put forward over the 3 years.
Do you know?
It would be nice if it was more. I mean, yeah. Just sort of thinking of the tickets that I purchased, as we know, for Saturday at the final between Collingwood and Greater Western Sydney, $157. Now, last week they were half that price. So the money that the AFL must be getting,
it's massive.
I really would hate to
and
think
good on
how
them.
Much
they've
they're
built
getting.
A brand up so they can get that. But again, I mean, there'll be a lot of grassroots people out there saying the same thing. Like, you know, can we see a bit of it? Just a bit of it. We're not greedy. Country people are not greedy, but they'd like to see a little bit of it. What I did like is there's a fund. There's going to be a fund for struggling clubs, because, you know, you don't want a club to disband and then all of a sudden people got nowhere to go. Because people, you go, oh, they'll join another club. Well, guess what? They don't.
I wonder if Armona will be able to get back.
I'm not hopefully. Sure. I know Triple M in Shep are trying to do something with it, so we'll keep an eye on what they're doing there and hope so anyway.
Yeah, it'd be very good news story, wouldn't
we
it?
We have got the House of Metal. What's on there? There's now 12 doors to open. Hopefully you, if you call us soon on 13 20 710, you pick a door. Behind that door, well, in five of those doors, there's a VIP list. You'll be on it if you pick that door. And come Friday, October 4th, we drag you out of the barrel. You'll be heading to Metallica, you and a friend, in a premier suite. But there could be little old rusty nail.
Yes, there could be a booby prize. Bottle. That's the chance that you take when you play House of Metal. It is thanks to Optus. Say yes to great value and great coverage with Optus, Bendigo Marketplace and Lancel Square. 13 20 710 if you'd like to play House of Metal.
Triple M's House of Metal. Your door to see Metallica.
24th of October, you could be there, you and a mate, in the premiere suite. Travis from Ascot, morning.
Hey, Trav.
Morning. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
Yeah,
what's your favourite Metallica song?
Oh, Enter Sandman.
Oh, yeah, it's a beauty. Mm-hmm. None of their songs, are you a big fan, Trav?
I grew up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty big fan.
Oh, good. You're supposed to say, yeah, love them.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'd be hitting the button and cutting you off.
Oh, and Triple M listeners are honest, though. If they don't like something, I'll tell you. Hey, mate, the other thing is that none of their songs go under 6 minutes, I notice.
Yeah, I know.
Really long. Hey, there's 12 doors on there, mate. Don't pick number 5. That's already been taken. And we'll open the House of Metal for you, Trav.
Righto. Number 9.
Number 9. Here we go, Trav. Brace yourself.
Door number 9. You have won a $10 petrol voucher.
Well, that's not too bad. That won't get you to Metallica.
Yeah.
It'll get you a bit of fuel, mate. That'd probably get you to about an eighth of a tank.
Yeah, that's
It'll
right.
get you to the centre of town from Ascot.
To the Mall. Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, well done, though. It's better than nothing. Better than a piece of tin.
Yeah,
that's good on you, Trav.
Thanks, Trav. $10 with the fuel. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That's the House of Metal today. It'll be back tomorrow. 11 doors remaining. It's thanks to Optus. Say yes to great value and great coverage.
Indeed, the House of Metal, Triple M.
What happened to Woolies, though, you were saying?
Well, I'm praising Woolies this morning, Cogs, for finally doing a collectibles fab for kids that is for the greater good. Woo-hoo. I thought I'd get some hallelujah music there, but you're still putting that post up.
No,
I don't know whether... I don't know whether you have been to Woolworths of late, have you?
I haven't been to Woolies for a while. In fact, I haven't been to too many supermarkets.
I didn't think so, because Donna does that, doesn't she?
Well, she...
Anyway. Well, you do know about the Yoshis, because we spoke about the Yoshis. I was collecting the Yoshis for our promotions manager, Jess, here, that pretty much nearly got the whole set.
Get a life. Yeah, if Jess does do that, you're right.
Well, she did do that, because Yoshis are out, and now they've got... Hang on.
Yeah, go on. They're out.
They're out. They're done. They're dusted.
Old news.
Although there's probably still people, mums and dads and kids, trying to get the full set online and spending thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. But they're out of fashion. Woolworths now have the Discovery Garden, which is you go in, you get your groceries, you spend over a certain amount, so same principle as your Yoshis, and then you get, depending on how much you spend, a little pot with a little seedling in it. It could either be a vegetable or a herb, and you take it home and you grow it.
Good idea.
24 of them, which is just fantastic.
Yeah, that is a good idea. Well done.
It's a great idea.
I like it. Yeah.
Yep, 24 different vegetable, herb and flower seeds to collect and grow.
Well, it's not like you can get your bloody ushi and put that in the ground. Its hair grows or something.
That's right.
Stupid bloody things, aren't they?
But I just think it's about time that,
that's a good idea.
That it did something like this. It's absolutely fantastic because it's teaching our kids, of course, to be responsible, how to garden. It's a really good darn idea. So well done, Woolworths. And I absolutely hope if you've got kids that they get behind it.
Does that mean I can grab all Jess's ushies out there and ush them in the bin?
You can.
I'll dig them a little hole.
You've got my approval.
Give me a while. Oh, big in the 80s. Michael Billings is here. Billings. And also,
good morning.
Kylie.
Don't you gang up on me, you two, either.
Budding DJ, Billsy.
Sorry?
budding DJ you are, if you ever get stuck for a song, don't go with that one from Kim Wilde. Go with this. It gets everyone up and about.
I will note that down, mate.
You do know who Kim Wilde is, don't you?
I'm aware of Kim Wilde's work. I'm not that young.
Anyway, sorry, Kylie, move on.
I want to ask you something, Billows, because I know Cogs, he'd have no idea about this. When you do the dishes at home, because I imagine you do the dishes sometimes, do
you?
Yeah,
whenever you ask me.
Yeah,
I'd say it's about, I'm going to go with about 60-40 in my wife's way. She'd probably do it a bit more than me.
Yeah, but at 40%, I'm happy with that.
Thanks for that.
Good. All right. Now,
she'll be happy I gave her the win.
When you let's hope you have a win when you get home. when you have a dirty pot, how do you clean it? We're talking a pot that's been on the stove. You've cooked a nice hot meal in it, and it's got a bit of black around the bottom and even seeping up the sides.
I'm how a do soaker. You clean it? Got a bit of detergent, bit of hot water, and I'm back in an hour.
Righty-o.
Yeah, I'm not doing it straight away. That's just going to be hard work. No one's going to enjoy that.
Well, I've got a tip for you right now.
Go on.
This has come from an Italian chef in Italy, of course. Mm-hmm. And what he does when he's when he's got a dirty pot, he takes it into the garden, rolls it in a bit of dirt, leaves the dirt on it for a few seconds, takes the dirt off with a hose, the old garden hose, and voila, it's as sparkling as new.
Seems like a lot of unnecessary steps. He's got to go outside, he's got to bring the hose into it, the dirt. I'm guessing he doesn't have a cat, because if he did, he wouldn't be putting the garden's dirt in his pot that he's going to cook in. I don't think he thought it all the way through.
Yeah. Yeah, but it works. Anyway, there's a little tip for you this morning.
Little life hack.
Yeah.
How to clean your pots.
Hang on, two things.
Don't say, I told you not to gang up on me.
You will never get those 2 minutes back, ever.
Have we not advised you that we're phasing you out?
That was
I can tell that.
That was a... thank you.
I bet I hope we don't, because we won't get any songs played with you two.
There was a lesson, Cogs.
Beryl the other day, down in number 36.
Well, if Beryl had a good life hack, we'd have a chat to Beryl.
Bring on Beryl, actually. Get rid of you.
Yeah, I like Beryl. She's a good girl.
Awesome. Cogo and Kylie are done for the day, but your new lawn from Coolabah will keep on growing day and night. Catch up with Cogo and Kylie on the Triple M app or triplem.com.au.